Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Friday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Ordinance 2020-029 was passed at the most recent Soldotna City Council meeting. The ordinance was brought forward to address the fact that City Council currently doesn't have a specified time that it must adjourn by. It would amend the Soldotna Municipal Code by enacting a new subchapter for meeting time restrictions. It also would amend a subchapter paragraph to include a place in the agenda for uncompleted agenda items. Vice Mayor Lisa Parker, who introduced the ordinance, said,
"Here, a month or so ago, we had quite a long meeting that lasted for 5 hours, and everybody was getting tired. It had been a long day, and many places around the state have limitations on when meetings need to adjourn by. And in talking with the city clerk after that meeting, I asked if we had anything in our city code that addressed that, and she said no. So that is why I'm proposing that we place into the city code that meetings adjourn by 10 o'clock at night. We start at 6 o'clock, so that's a 4-hour meeting. Lots can be discussed and conveyed during that time. Putting a deadline on when the council must adjourn assures the public can attend and participate in our meetings during reasonable hours."
The Soldotna Municipal Code now reads that council shall take no official action after 10 p.m. and before 8 a.m. actual time. The council shall adjourn or recess any regular or special meeting at 10 p.m. This time for conclusion of business and adjournment or recess is mandatory, except that council may, by motion, extend the deadline by no more than 30 minutes once per meeting. The ordinance unanimously passed. A partnership with the Trump administration has reduced disparities in Alaska Natives' access to COVID-19 testing, treatment, and protective equipment, according to what tribal health care leaders have said. The administration's coronavirus initiative has treated indigenous tribes as sovereign governments and set aside special vaccine shipments, according to Alaska Public Media in a Thursday report. Operation Warp Speed, as the initiative is known, designated vaccine doses for tribes in the same manner as for the Department of Defense, Veterans Health Administration, and Bureau of Prisons. The federal government distributed more than 35,000 doses to Alaska tribes, in addition to 78,000 doses to Alaska state government. More than 250,000 doses were dedicated to tribes nationwide through the Indian Health Service. Tribal shipments have afforded broad vaccine access for rural and indigenous Alaskans and expanded availability of doses beyond older people. Providers acknowledge part of the ability to offer expanded access is because a third of healthcare workers and older residents have declined to immediately take vaccines. While tribal providers are vaccinating indigenous and non-indigenous people, state and native leaders said there's a legal basis for separate shipments because of long-standing recognition of tribes as sovereign governments. Officials say the decision is also appropriate from a scientific and medical standpoint because of the pandemic's disproportionate impact on Alaskan natives and the dynamics in many rural communities that make the virus difficult to control. Factors included crowded, multi-generational homes, lack of running water and sewer, and distance from advanced medical care.
This has been This Week on the Kenai, on the One, KSRM. You can find these top stories and much more news at RadioKenai.com.